In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis worries steep energy bills could be headed to Colorado households after the cold snap earlier this month. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, he's asking utility regulators to take action.
Polis sent a letter to Colorado's Public Utilities Commission. It notes power companies paid extremely high prices for natural gas earlier this month. His concern is those companies will pass those costs on to customers, which also happened to an extreme degree in Texas. Some energy bills there came close to $17,000 after the hard freeze. The commission has already opened an investigation into how power companies responded to the cold weather. Polis says the regulators should, quote, exercise all relevant jurisdiction to shelter customers from unreasonable costs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The RTD board approved a plan last night designed to encourage more affordable housing near its stations. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD has dozens of park and rides across the Denver metro, and some of them aren't used very much. So RTD is making it easier for developers to build housing on those spaces by not requiring them to replace every parking spot they use. RTD also wants about a third of new housing developments to be affordable. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And the Senate has confirmed former Iowa governor and Colorado State University professor Tom Vilsack as President Joe Biden's Secretary of Agriculture. The vote was 92-7. This will be Vilsack's second time heading the Ag Department, where he will help farmers and address climate change. He held the same post for all 8 years of the Obama administration. Likely snow for Metro Denver, the Springs, and Vail tonight. Possible snow this afternoon. You're listening to CPR News.